Thank you very, very much. God bless you. I appreciate that so much. Matthew chapter 26, just for a moment tonight, we're getting ready to partake of the Lord's Supper. I just want to give you a couple of thoughts, two or three thoughts here from Matthew chapter 26. I will not tarry long here because I'm just introducing this and we'll partake of the Lord's Supper. I'm going to need two of those microphones, so if just maybe lay them down there, it'd be fine, okay? Thank you very much. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it and broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." If you'll notice, some of you can see it, some of you can't. But up here we have three chairs. One of them is for me as the pastor, one for the deacon chairman, and there's a chair sitting behind the elements of the Lord's Supper here that nobody will sit in tonight, because that chair is a picture. We're leaving it vacant, because there's coming a day when Jesus Christ himself will partake of the Lord's Supper with us in his kingdom. And I'm going to tell you something. You just think about the Lord, his goodness, his mercy. Not a broken bone, but a broken body. And the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody says salvation is too simple. That's because we think in our own terminology. And I remind you that salvation is simple to us because it was so difficult on him. Salvation is not a purchase from us. It's a gift to us. And I remind you that what this service is about, it's about remembering the high price that it took to redeem our hell-deserving soul. The gift of salvation is the most expensive gift that ever has, ever is, and ever will be purchased. It took the shed blood of the Son of God. Tonight, let me give you just some brief thoughts here. First of all, the Lord's Supper is a picture. We see this in verses 26 to 28, that the unleavened bread pictures the broken body of the Lord Jesus. And the fruit of the vine pictures the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The second thing we see about the Lord's Supper is not only its picture, but number two, its purpose is found in Luke chapter 22, verse 19. Well, the Lord says, when you do this in remembrance of me. This is not the literal body of Jesus Christ. This is not the literal blood of Jesus Christ. This is a picture, it's a type. And all we're doing tonight is we are commemorating what the Lord Jesus has done for us. It's to remember his great sacrifice. And then in our text, Matthew 26, verse 29, we see its promise. Its promise is, as the Lord was giving this particular supper, he told these disciples that he would not drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when he drinks it new with them in his Father's kingdom. This was the Lord giving a wonderful and precious promise that he was coming back to this earth again. His speaking about his upcoming death was no doubt a dark time for these disciples, but as one man put it, thus he led his disciples through the dark valley that lay ahead into the sunshine that lies beyond. I like that. As God's children partake of the Lord's Supper, we're to realize that there's a great and precious promise connected with it, and that promise is the Lord is coming back again. We are living in dark days, but in a service like this where we partake of the Lord's Supper, it's to get our eyes off of the dark days and onto the eastern sky, realizing that there's coming a day when Jesus Christ is going to split the sky and he's going to come back to this earth. 1 Corinthians 11, 26, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." John 14, 3, Jesus said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Acts 1 verse 11, when they saw the Lord, the risen Savior, ascend up into heaven and received by the clouds out of their sight. The Bible says, which also said, you men of Galilee, in other words, the angels appeared, and said, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. It's been said that this supper that we're about to partake of is a commemoration service. It is an examination service. Because the Bible talks about, let a man so examine himself before he partakes of the Lord's Supper. And it's an anticipation service. I like that. We anticipate the coming of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to call the church into order, and we are going to partake of the Lord's Supper tonight. If you'll help me, Brother Steve. This doesn't have to be anything great. Just got it. You'll stand, deacons. I'm going to ask Brother Mark Snodgrass, if you wouldn't mind, to stand and lead us in a word of prayer at this time, please.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you made for us, Lord, a long time ago on Calvary, when we could have our sins, Lord, completely wiped away and blotted by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lord, for the love that you've shown to mankind, Lord, from the very beginning. I pray, Lord, you'd bless tonight as we take of the bread, Lord, and we understand the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us on the cross, how his body was broken. Just bless, I pray. It's in Jesus' sweet name we pray.
When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Stand. I'm going to ask Brother Scott Martin, sir, if you wouldn't mind to stand and lead us in a word of prayer, please. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." Sing this with me. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Think about it. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. One of the precious things about this service, I know we just had a Thanksgiving testimony service, but we're going to turn right around tonight and have another one. This is a time where, as our preacher used to say, no bad reports. This is a time tonight to think about the broken body and shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I want these young men who are going to help me here, make sure these are turned on. Make sure the Lord is in it. The only way I know to say it is you'll know if he's in it. You'll know if he wants you to stand and give a testimony. If you can stand, if you can't stand, we understand that. But if you cannot stand but want to share a word of testimony, just raise your hand. Wait till one of these young men come and give you a microphone. We do that because there are folks watching live, and if you don't speak into a microphone, it's like dead silence to them. So you want them to get in on a testimony meeting as well, okay? So let's pray together, and if the Lord leads you to give a testimony just about what the sacrifice of Jesus means to you, how good he's been to you, then by all means, you help yourself. You stand if you can, or just wave a hand. And we'll have one of these young men bring a microphone. Father, we love you. Pray that you'll bless this time. May you be honored, glorified, and praised. We look forward to the day when we will be with you in your kingdom. Bless now this testimony service in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody just have to give a word of testimony. Right now is your time, okay? Young men, you just keep an eye out, all right?
Praise the Lord for his precious shed blood and his broken body. And because of that, we have something to share with the world, and that is hope. And that's because he decided to go to the cross and die for our sins, sins of the whole world. And we have a message to be able to tell. People don't have to die and go to hell. People can go to heaven and be with him. And praise the Lord for that precious shed blood because of that.
Amen. Somebody else.
I'd like to read a verse, Psalms 149, verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
I thank him tonight. I have my family with me. Amen. Because of his shed blood and him dying on the cross. It's not only temporal, but I have him for eternity.
Amen.
I thank him for that.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else.
I have a hope in Jesus, and in Hebrews 11:1 it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I have a hope in him.
Amen. Amen.
I was saved 40 years ago over in the old chapel. And I just thank God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for working together for my salvation. And I just thank God for the honor and privilege of serving him 19 years in the best ministry here at Buffalo Ridge. And a lot of my family have come to know the Lord, and I just pray that he gave me another chance, because the Bible says if you seek him with your whole heart, you'll find him.
Amen.
And when I came here, I was thinking God, and I found him, and he found me.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else.
I want to thank the Lord that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank him for changing my life. Thank him for my family and my church.
Amen.
And I love him.
Amen. Amen. Good. Somebody else.
Praise the Lord for his shed blood. He did it for the world, but he did it for me.
Yes.
Me personally. I was a 13-year-old young man. And the world was flying apart then. They killed Kennedy, Cuban Missile Crisis that year. It was just as crazy then as it is now. It's just getting worse. I realized at that point, I'd been going to church, I guess, all my life at that point. I realized at that point, if I didn't do something, that I could die and go to hell. But praise the Lord, from the foundations of the world, God sent his son to die for me.
Yes.
It's that blood like you preached about this morning, brother. That's all it's about. That precious blood of that lamb. He was the perfect sacrifice. He shed his blood to shed his righteousness on me. When God looks at me, he says, you're right.
Amen.
That right there is just absolutely beyond comprehension.
Amen.
The love that it takes to do that.
Amen.
That's that agape love. Right. Only God can shed on us.
Yes.
Praise his high and holy name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank the Lord for the Calvary's blood. that covered my sin, my past, but sin and stain, my guilt and despair.
Yes.
Jesus took on him there.
Amen.
And Calvary covered it all.
Amen.
I got saved in 1998. I was a religious person. I went to church all my life. But I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior at Temple Baptist Church, and I thank the Lord that He's given me that peace.
Amen. Amen. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, dying for the sinner, paid all His due. All who receive Him need never fear. Yes, He will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Somebody else just have to stand, give a word of testimony.
I just praise His holy name. I love Him so dear. You know, when I was 8 years old, I went to the front and accepted Him. But you know, I didn't apply Him to my heart. And I knew there was something wrong all through my teenage life. It wasn't just that I knowed that I knowed. And you know, it was when I was 22 years old, I knew there was something wrong. And I hadn't applied Jesus as my Lord and Savior to my heart. And I took Him as my friend. And I went, I'll never forget the night that I went across town to get to my pastor, saying I know there was something wrong. And I knew the devil was fighting with all my heart crossing town because there was a bad storm. Lightning was flashing all around me. But I knew if I died that I didn't have Jesus in my heart. So anyway, I fit through the storm. The water was up over the curbs, but I got through. And my preacher at the time, he showed me the way, the truth, and the light. And I just want you young people to know, somewhere in your heart, if you know, if you don't know for sure, be for sure. Because I found my Jesus, my friend, and my Savior that night. And be sure that you know that you know that you are born again.
Amen.
Because hell is a real place. And I just praise His almighty name and His almighty to me that you will know Him and apply Him to your heart. And He's there by your side through thick and thin, through everything that you go through. And if I hadn't had Him through the times that I've had, I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it. And I just praise Jesus. He's precious.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Somebody else? Yes.
I want to thank Jesus keeping me and my family safe when my dad was out of the job, and for saving me and my family.
Amen. Outstanding. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, we may ask God for things, but He exceeds our requests every time, and His grace is sufficient." And I'm here to tell you, He can take you through anything. And some of you may not know this, but I'm thankful for a godly husband who led our family and had our boys in church.
Amen.
And it was through his parents that I came to know the Lord as my personal Savior. I was able to lead my own daughter-in-law to the Lord, And so it goes on and on through the generations. But anything you can think of to go through, illness, death of a loved one, loss of a job, money problems, wayward kids, anything, anything, God will take you through. You have to depend on Him. I'm thankful for godly friends and people that pray for us. And if you see a prayer list and somebody asks you to pray for them, take it seriously, because I'm very aware that every good day we have is a result of prayers of others. And some people pray for us that I'm not even aware of.
Amen.
Thank you.
So glad you all are here. What a precious couple. Precious, precious couple. The Lord is blessed there, no question. Somebody else. Just have to share a word of testimony. The Lord is leading you to do so. Yes.
I just want to praise the Lord for saving me. When I was 8 years old, I asked the Lord to save me, but I don't think I really... You were 8 years old, too. I don't think I really understood it. I just don't really think I did. And I've struggled with the doubt for a long, long time. And many times I've gone to Him and just begging Him. And truth of the matter is, I just have to accept His word and know that He tells me that if I ask Him and I trust Him and I cling to Him, then He will save me and nothing can take me out of His hands.
Amen.
And I am so, praise you, I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I thank the Lord tonight that I am redeemed and I'm not ashamed.
Amen.
To know that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior.
Amen.
That He redeemed me with His blood.
Amen.
And I praise Him and thank Him tonight.
Amen. Amen. It's good. Somebody else.
I just thank the Lord that this coming Thursday I'll have been saved 15 years. When Elizabeth was a baby, I started going through a discipleship program at our former church. And the first lesson was on assurance of your salvation. And we would meet on Wednesday nights before church. And after that first lesson, the Lord just really got a hold of my heart. And I can remember that Sunday morning, Eugene was out of town. And I couldn't wait to get to the altar fast enough. And on that day, I accepted the Lord as my Savior. And I'm just so thankful that I didn't say no that day.
Amen. 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 Yes.
I'm just so thankful for the Lord's salvation. When Mrs. Vickers gave her testimony, I decided I was going to stand up. And my heart's beating really fast. But I'm so thankful for the Lord and this church, for the outreach and how my dad was saved because of the ministry of this church. And then a year later, I was saved here at this church. In girls' church, Mrs. Vickers was teaching one Sunday, and I got saved after they had an invitation at the end of girls' church. And I'm just so thankful for the Lord and how good He's been to me and for dying for me and for my sins personally.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I want to thank the Lord that He was patient with me for 30 years, and He saved me. And because of that, I'm going to see my wife and my family and my daughter. I'm going to see my son again.
Amen.
I don't look back, I look forward.
Amen.
Praise His name.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate how the Lord has helped them and has used them to help me. They mentioned their son, and I'm not trying to hurt anything here, but your boy was saved under this ministry too. We had the privilege of leading him to Christ in my office. If you remember the night that you called me and you said, my boy is asking questions. And we came in and had the privilege of leading Colin to the Lord. And because of that, this family will be reunited again. And it's all because of Jesus. That's the only reason. He's the only reason. It's not because they're good people. They are fine people. They're godly people. They've taught me a lot about the Christian life, but it's not their goodness. It's the shed blood of Christ. It's the broken body of Christ, His death, His burial, His resurrection. Power in the blood. Power in the blood. And that power transforms our lives. No question about it. Let's sing that with me if you don't mind. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I'm going to ask Miss Carol, if you wouldn't mind, to go to the piano just a moment. Let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. It's been a precious time tonight. It's been a good time tonight to be around God's people, hear His name praised. I wanted to begin to play through softly just something of our own choosing. Maybe tonight you've come in here and you've watched the Lord's Supper being taken. Maybe you don't even know what it means. I never want to let a service come and go without giving lost people an opportunity to trust Christ. You may have heard these testimonies, how God was patient with Mr. Barney for 30 years. God saved Miss Gamble when she was 22. Maybe God is speaking to you because you've come into this service, but you're doubting in your heart about your salvation. Why don't you get out of your seat and come? What a great time to get this settled. Time where we're gathered to partake of the Lord's Supper. Remember His broken body, His shed blood. Right now, right now. You ought not to be ashamed to stand to your feet, come to this altar and say, I want to make sure I'm saved. I'd like to know for sure that I'm a Christian. Right now, as she plays, if there's anybody like that, you leave your place and you come. Or maybe tonight God's speaking to you and just really challenge you about what He's done for you. Tell you why we ought to do whatever He asks us to do, because He deserves it. He's done so much for us. Are you going to heaven someday? That's because of Him. Hey, you had a good day today? That's because of Him. You've got clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, food on your table, a roof over your head, a bed to lay down in the night, a pillow to put your head on tonight, covers to wrap around you. That's all because of Him. He's been good to us. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you. Maybe you want to come. Maybe you want to come. Right now, no singing, just right now, if God's speaking to you and says, I want you to go to the altar and just praise me for what I've done for you. Or if you're lost and not sure of heaven, you come. As she plays, right now, would you get out of your seat and come? Would you come now? Come now, folks. If the Lord is leading you to do so. To announce that all teens and parents going to England, Brother Bob wants to meet with you in the blue room right after this service. The Word of God teaches that after the Lord's Supper, that they all sung a hymn and went out. And I want to end this service the same way the Lord ended His service that night. And I'm thinking about, what are we singing? There's so many things we could sing, so many things. But the song that He's laid on my heart as we leave is I Heard an Old, Old Story. Thinking about there's victory in Jesus. So let's all stand together. This will be how we're dismissed. We're going to sing the first and last and be dismissed. Let's sing it all together, shall we? I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Groaning of it.
my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you for being here tonight. Try to bring somebody with you on Wednesday night if you can. Back in your place next Sunday morning. Take some of those gift Sunday flyers, some of those cantata flyers. All of those are out there on the Welcome Center, I believe. Thank you for being here tonight. God bless you.